New York City is getting ready to party with 23 of the most popular women in the country. A ticker tape parade honoring the U.S. women's national soccer team will wind its way through what's known as the Canyon of Heroes this morning. It'll start near Wall Street and finish up at City Hall. NPR's Netta Ulubi filed this story before heading out to see the parade.
You don't have to be in New York City to get a sense of the players' jubilation over winning the World Cup this week. It's documented on their Instagram feeds. Ticker tape parades have been a thing in New York for more than 130 years. The first one, in 1886, was in honor of another powerful woman, the Statue of Liberty. Over the years, stock market confetti has rained down on aviators, astronauts, presidents, and popes. Soccer blogger Jennifer Doyle is also a professor at the University of California at Riverside. She says today's parade is making her a little misty.
Just in terms of Americana and the pleasantness of a parade in a major metropolitan city, it's just great to see women athletes at the center of that kind of a tradition.
Female athletes have been honored with ticker tape parades in New York since at least 1926. That's when Gertrude Ederle was celebrated for being the first woman to swim the English Channel. The sound you're hearing now is from 4 years ago, which is the last time the U.S. women's national soccer team got a ticker tape parade in New York, when they won the World Cup in 2015.
Sometimes I think women have to say something twice, at least, before people really hear them.
Jennifer Doyle sees other differences between 2015 and now in terms of this World Cup's cultural impact.
Partly because, you know, what they've accomplished in the World Cup has been amplified by much more substantial coverage of the game.
And more substantial audiences. She says more than 19 million U.S. viewers watched at least part of Sunday's final match against the Netherlands.
There's that. And then there's also, of course, a lot has changed since 2015. We have a different administration. We're 2 years into the intensification of a Me Too movement and of just general public awareness about the relationship between sexual harassment, sexual violence, and gender discrimination.
Yet somehow, Doyle says, this team is also eloquent, inspiring, and upbeat. In a country that often feels divided, Doyle says, the U.S. women's national soccer team is a vision of American unity, power, and optimism. How fitting, she says, they're the first in history to be feted with two parades in a row through the Canyon of Heroes. Netta Ulubi, NPR News, New York.